This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A midweek 4th of July is nobody's idea of the best way to mark the unofficial middle of summer. I mean, Monday? Anybody? Friday? Anything but Wednesday, right? Be that as it may, we are going to use it as a chance to bring back our once every now and then series called Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
According to the Themed Entertainment Association, more than 112 million people went to the top 25 theme parks in this country last year. And most of those people, 75 million out of 112 million, went to Orlando, Florida. How exactly did that hot and oh-so-humid city become such a theme park magnet? And how does it keep people coming in the middle of a Florida summer? Marketplace's Renata Sago has that one.
August Rush Ashbaker's been a huge Harry Potter fan for as long as she can remember. In a perfect world, the college student says she'd belong to House Gryffindor. And today she does, thanks to a visit to Universal Orlando's Wizarding World of Harry Potter. She has the black cape and wand to prove it.
I am very, very, very hot.
Rush Ashbaker flew down from Philadelphia with her friend Willow Tracy, who just graduated from college. Tracy's family had been planning the five-day trip specifically to this theme park for about a year. There are costumes, performers.
There's an actual King's Cross station in London that like carries people on trains to places they need to go. But we have this little fake version here.
Recreating the magic of blockbuster movies and books is one of the ways theme parks last year brought more than 75 million tourists like Rush Ashbaker and Tracy to Orlando. So how did this region in the middle of Florida become a theme park destination?
Historically, tourism in Florida was about the beach.
Professor Rick Fogelsong says the short answer is Walt Disney. Fogelsong teaches urban policy at nearby Rollins College. He says when Disney picked the swampy and cheap 27,000 acres outside Orlando in the 1960s for his Disney World complex, he had expansion on his mind. Disney had already built Disneyland in California, but he wanted the Orlando park to be bigger and used urban planning to heighten the experience.
Colors, landscaping were all coordinated towards the end of attracting people and making them comfortable and making them willing to spend their money. They hadn't seen that before.
The Orlando area also offered good road connections and a functional airport, the ingredients to bring tourists from all over the country and the world. And once Disney World was built,
other theme parks want to locate adjacent.
Today, the area is home to six major theme parks that stay packed even in the hotter summer months. One innovation that's made that possible is cooling down the long lines with outdoor air conditioning. Robert Niles is the editor of ThemeParkInsider.com. He says parks also add attractions in the summertime.
You might be operating from 8 a.m. till midnight at some parks. You'll have fireworks shows. You'll have more parades going on. You'll have more shows. Attractions all be running at capacity.
Niall says the parks offer summer discount packages that give visitors cheaper hotel rates and access to the front of the lines for attractions. He says a $150 daily admission ticket could drop to as low as $50 a day, depending on how long visitors are staying.
The parks have priced their tickets in such a way that they're trying to get you to spend as many days with them as possible.
That's because visitors tend to make up for the admission ticket price discount by spending money on food and merchandise. Visitors also spend money outside the parks, helping to boost the local economy. Ghazanfar Ali manages the Magic Castle Gift Kingdom, about a 20-minute drive from the theme parks. The store carries a wide selection of character-themed stuffed animals, tumblers, T-shirts, and more. Ali says he sees tourists from around the world.
They come to us to get the souvenirs for their loved ones back home.
And although the air-conditioned theme parks are a huge draw, Florida still has the added attraction that brought tourists here even before the theme parks were offering wizards and Jurassic Worlds. About 800 miles of beaches that people flock to, no matter the season. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.